Hello, my name's Tony Hickson and I'm going to review the Expendables 2. Well, sort of. The thing is, I was sitting in a cafe a few weeks ago and buses kept going past with the Expendables 2 poster on. I thought, oh, I should review it. I didn't actually get to see the film, but I wrote a poem instead about my exploits to get to see the film. I went to see Expendables 2, but I got a hole in my shoe. It started to rain and I missed my train, and altogether the experience was poo. So I'm going to basically just review the film from the poster, which makes more sense and it's easier as well. So anyway, this poster, it looks like the sort of one of them films with lots of famous people in, which was made famous by The Magnificent Seven, which was made a long time ago in the 60s with lots of famous people in. So it's a bit like The Magnificent Seven, except there's 11 in it, and Steve McQueen isn't in it. Because he was in the original and he died in 1981. But anyway, I was thinking, who are these people anyway? There's Bruce Willis, everybody knows him, Chuck Norris, there's another bloke with sunglasses on, Dolph Lundgren, Schwarzenegger, Stallone, there's a black bloke that looks angry, some bloke standing in the back, Jason Statham looks like his hat doesn't fit. Next to him there's an unidentified bloke with a stupid hat and a Chinese bloke. I think the Chinese bloke might be, what's his name, Lee. Basically, I was just thinking, that looks, in theory, on paper, like a sort of a good film. I was thinking, you've got Jason Statham in him, who's a good actor, actually, but there's much debate about his acting skills. Now, I've worked it out. The reason why people don't like him is he's got a funny-shaped head, a bit like a weird mutant potato, it's like an optical illusion. It takes your mind off his acting. So he's quite a good actor if you actually watch, but because he's got a weird potato mutant head, people are confused into thinking that he can't act, and he's like a sort of a cockney Mr. Potato Head. Oh yeah, Van Damme, he's in it, and on paper he's good, but he always wears cowboy boots, which is a bit off-putting. I don't know if he wears them in this film, but I think it's to make him a little bit bigger, because he's quite small, and he has like this sort of faux mullet. Even though he's shaved all his hair off now, he still looks like he should have a mullet, and he looks a bit like a 1980s lesbian, but he's foreign, and they're always a bit behind the times with fashion. I think he's from Belgium or somewhere duff like that. Chuck Norris is good. He's the real deal, because he was like the world karate champion in 1970 whatever, and he was in a film with Bruce Lee, so yeah. What do you think about that? Schwarzenegger, he was in this film in about 1976 where he played a Roman or a Greek god, and that was the best film he's ever done. If you compare his acting in that film to his films now, you'll work out he's like a reverse Meryl Streep. In the fact is that the more he acts, the worse he gets. And he'll come to a stage where he'll barely be able to act and he'll just be laughed off the stage. Although I think because he's like a millionaire, he's not bothered. Bruce Willis, he's in the film as well, and this is a perfect match to sort of Jason Statham in the sort of like the Dangerous Brothers baldy head acting club. And what I was thinking is Bruce Willis, he always plays like bald and angry, and I think I've seen him do bald and sarcastic once, but mostly in his Die Hard films he's bald and pissed off, and that's his acting thing. His default acting setting is bald and pissed off, which can work, but it's like it's only believable because he's been bald and pissed off for about 20 years now, and he needs to get a new acting style because he's wearing thin. Sylvester Stallone has sort of grunted and groaned his way through his movie career like a sort of like I don't know, like some kind of Neanderthal, but I could imagine him being quite good. He stopped sort of acting some time ago, about sort of 1983 or something, and he's been not acting in his films ever since, but nobody seems to mind. And Dolph Lundgren, oh yes, we should mention him, because there was a period where in the 1980s where he was famous, and then he just like pissed off for about 20 years, and then I checked on the IMDb, he did like one film a year since about 1983, and I feel a bit sorry for him, but he's back again. But the problem is, there's something wrong with his face. It doesn't look quite right, his face, you know, he's got one of them, like, it's sort of a generic face, and it's a bit weird and freaky looking now. It's sort of doesn't lend itself to cinema, which can be a bit of a problem if you're an actor, although his 20-year career has sort of proved that with one film a year for the last 20 years. But all in all, I like the film. Sorry, the poster. I like the film poster. They're all standing looking angry and pissed off, and it looks like they're on fire. Actually, there's some other people in the poster. I don't know how the frig they are. There's a bloke with a hat and some blonde bloke, but they're just sort of like supernumerary extras. Might be alright. It might live up to the poster. I doubt it, though. Thanks for listening. See you again next week.